Banking Operations, 2. Situation 12. John Anderson and Betty Rogers continue their discussion about the operation and organization of her bank. Who is the highest officer of the bank?
That's Mr. Sunderland, our president. He is responsible to the board of directors, which is elected by the stockholders. He is assisted by the senior vice president, vice president, and assistant vice president.
How many vice presidents do you have?
There are quite a few. Usually each department is headed by a vice president or an assistant cashier. That's the lowest ranking officer position in most banks.
Aren't all department managers officers?
No, not all of them are. Actually, the word officer means a person authorized by the board of directors to represent the bank in certain dealings. It doesn't necessarily represent his function in a department. For example, my boss is not a bank officer. He is chief teller. If he were an officer, his title would be assistant cashier and chief teller.
That sounds very confusing. Why don't banks just make all department managers officers?
It's part of a bank system of assigning authority and responsibility. After all, banks have special obligations to their depositors because we are handling their money, not only our own.
That's right. And I am a depositor too. I've got $37.50 in my account.